Its current state here on WKAR, while Americans focus on a presidential election that's a year away, Election Day in Canada is fast approaching. Voters in Canada head to the polls next Monday, and the result could mean a new prime minister. Former Michigan Governor Jim Blanchard served as ambassador to Canada from 1993 to 1996. Blanchard recently visited the MSU campus, and current state Scott Pohl talked with him about the Canadian election and more. What's Governor Blanchard been up to lately, Scott?
Well, Mark, you may have heard a few weeks ago that Jim Blanchard has made a big donation to Michigan State University for a program designed to promote public service. So we talked about that, and we also talked about domestic politics. But his ties to Canada make him an interesting resource for learning more about the choices to be made by Canadian voters next week, and why he thinks the people of Michigan should care about the results. Governor Blanchard, welcome to Current State.
Thank you.
I wanted to begin by talking about the Canadian election with you, having served as ambassador to Canada. I'm not sure people in Michigan or the United States are following the election as closely as you might think they ought to. Let's start with talking about the candidates in Canada, who they are, what they stand for. What can you tell us about them?
Well, you have the current Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, who's been there about 10 years. Then you have the leader of the opposition, which is called the New Democratic Party, Thomas Mulcair. And then you have the leader of the Liberal Party, Justin Trudeau, who happens to be the son of the legendary Pierre Trudeau. And then there's several other multi-parties, and then within Quebec there's the Bloc Québécois Party, and that's led by a man named Gilles Duceppe. So what you have nationally is three very viable parties, and right now most people think it's a toss-up as to who will prevail. It's interesting, and of course who prevails as prime minister is the individual whose party gets the most seats in parliament. And there are somewhat over 300 seats in parliament. It changes every time they do a census. And it'll be October 19th, so right around the corner here.
When you say a toss-up, are you saying that the three are on roughly equal footing? Is one of these, so to speak, a third party in Canada?
Right now, there are three viable parties, and they all have premiers in different provinces, and they all have lots of seats in parliament. So the polling data shows that they're neck and neck. It could be anybody's victory here. And, of course, it affects relations with the U.S. because we're involved with Canada on virtually every issue. I must say, I think all three of them would be positive toward the U.S. And, of course, as a former ambassador, I don't take sides.
I want to make sure I understand the mechanics. Does one have to have 50% plus one, or how does that play out?
No, whoever gets the most seats in parliament. And so, yeah, if you have a majority, you have a majority government. But in Canada, there's a history of also minority governments, and they can govern if they have the most seats, and they don't need to build a coalition. They need a coalition to get legislation through parliament, but they don't need a coalition to set the government up, and they can establish the government and pick all the cabinet exclusively from their party, which is different than the United Kingdom.
What are the issues in Canada this time around?
Well, right now, of course, it's the relationship with the U.S. It's whether the prime minister should have done a better job on Keystone and different issues. Immigration is huge right now because of what's going on in the Middle East. And it's always going to be the economy. Oil prices are down dramatically, and so that really hurts the Canadian economy to a much greater degree than the U.S. economy, although U.S. stock market has suffered dramatically because of the lower prices in oil. So it's always going to be things like jobs, foreign policy, in their case, energy policy, environment, all the kind of things that we talk about, plus immigration, which is, of course, a big issue here, including in the Republican primary.
The people of Michigan should be interested in the results, perhaps to a greater extent than they seem to be.
Well, yes, that's true, and I think the people of Michigan are more aware of Canada than in most states, but we could always be better aware. So much depends on Canada. I mean, they're our largest trading partner. They support hundreds of thousands of jobs in the U.S. We share the Great Lakes, and we, of course, worry about Great Lakes water quality. We are major exporters of agricultural products back and forth. We have a completely integrated auto industry with Canada, not to mention tourism. I mean, the list goes on and on. We have the new bridge that's going to be a huge job provider the Gordie Howe International Bridge. That's that's the most important infrastructure project in North America, or at least in the northern part of the U.S. So, yeah, cooperation with Canada is really important all over our state, including in the state capital here in Lansing.
We're talking with former Ambassador to Canada Jim Blanchard, also, of course, former Governor of Michigan. I want to talk about domestic politics. People are, of course, closely watching the presidential race. Let's talk about the Democrats first. What are you expecting in terms of a challenge to Hillary Clinton? Do the challengers have a serious opportunity, perhaps, to take the nomination?
You know, it's hard to say. I think Hillary Clinton will be our nominee, and I think she'll be the next president. I think it'll be very close. I think that some of the challengers in our party will win caucuses and win primaries. But in terms of the ultimate marathon of getting the nomination and governing, I believe it'll be Hillary. Of course, I'm biased. I am for Hillary. I've worked with the Clintons since 1982, so I'm quite biased. But we have good candidates, and we don't have a circus. We don't have a zoo. And I think you could say that while the Republicans have some very good candidates, in my opinion, and I say that as a Democrat, the people who are more the three-ring circus have kind of hijacked the dialogue. I think that will change, but it has created a great deal of interest.
When you think about the Republican field, do any of them keep you up at night?
Well, they all keep me up at night. but there are some that are, you know, I think much more qualified than others. And I don't want to be listing their names because if that would hurt them as a former member of Congress, myself, and also governor. I mean, there's several that just say things that are just kind of outrageous. I mean, one of them said the United States needs to have the strongest military in the world. Well, frankly, we've had that since about 1942. And hello, if you think not, there's a problem. You're going to be president and say that. There was one who dropped out who thought we not only needed a wall between the U.S. and Mexico, but suggested we might need a wall between the U.S. and Canada. Well, they kind of got laughed out and have withdrawn. So I don't know what to tell you other than politics has become a lot of entertainment. And I have a lot of friends and some people in my family who enjoy watching the Republican debate just to watch Donald Trump. So it is entertaining. Whether or not it's serious is, of course, debatable.
One last thing I want to talk with you about. It was recently announced that you and your wife, Janet, have made a $1 million gift to Michigan State University. I'd like to talk with you about that. It will create the Spartan Statesmanship Award for Distinguished Public Service. Let's begin with that. What's your intent there?
Well, I want to highlight public service here at the university. We've had a history, by the way, of a lot of people who've graduated from Michigan State serving themselves. Our two U.S. senators, Debbie Stabenow and Gary Peters, are both graduates of MSU. Myself and Governor John Engler, graduates of MSU. I mean, John Hanna was Assistant Secretary of Defense and Chair of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. Cliff Wharton was Deputy Secretary of State. The current head of the Consumer Finance Agency in Washington, Richard Cordray, is a graduate of the James Madison College here. So I want to highlight public service by bringing in distinguished elected officials, former elected, appointed, diplomats, journalists, authors, highlight public service to inspire students. And that's our goal. It'll be an ongoing program, hopefully forever and ever.
You're referring to the Jim Blanchard Public Service Forum, I assume. Do you think you'll play a role in selection of speakers?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I intend to, definitely.
If it was my money, I would.
I set up a selection committee. It'll be chaired by myself and Chuck Ostrom, who is a chair of the Political Science Department. And we'll have a small selection committee, and we hope to be as nonpartisan as possible. And also that's why I want to include journalists and authors, because often their writing about public service is as helpful as someone who is serving, who talks about it. So it'll be, it's going to be a good forum. And I dreamed up this Spartan Statesmanship Award because I thought that was a kind of a nice thing to give people and to honor them for their service.
When might these lectures begin?
Well, I hope yet this year. I mean, we just announced the whole program, so we're lining up people, but certainly early next year and next fall. But I hope to have at least one or two lectures a year, and hopefully we'll be able to do one this year yet. I'm working on it this very day.
Well, for those of us at Current State, we will be interested in speaking with at least some of those speakers when they come to town.
Yes, yes. I want to make sure our speakers meet with students, with a student newspaper, with radio, probably with the Capitol Press Corps, but also, you know, faculty and the community at large. The program we have will be open to the community at large, as well as students and faculty.
Former Congressman, former Ambassador to Canada, and former Governor Jim Blanchard, thank you.
Thank you very much.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.